Do you like your breakfast? Yes, we can have breakfast. Right, do you not want to put that on today?
Thinking guilty, guilty, guilty as a girl can be. La 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 la
la la la la la. Who's guilty?
No, it's a record.
Oh, I know, but who's
guilty, guilty, guilty as a girl can be. I just like singing that song.
Good, well, I'm never sorry, I can't think who it's sung by. Right, sweetheart, let's have breakfast.
Guilty, guilty. Guilty as a guilty.
Right, what would you like for breakfast?
I know who sings that.
Who sings it?
Bobby Williams.
Bobby Williams.
Robbie.
Robbie. I was going to say it's not Robbie. Robbie. Right, would you like some breakfast?
We've got a sunflower now.
We've got a sunflower, have we?
Mm.
Oh, very good. Let's have a look.
You see, you know, it was this open.
Yeah.
Now it's this open.
Is it? Oh, very good. Let's have a look.
Oh, look at that conserve.
Right, I'm just opening the blinds a bit. Oh, there's a big delivery truck outside, Thomas.
Yes.
Look at this big white truck. I've just opened the curtains. I don't think it's coming here.
I hope it's not.
It's parked across our drive, but I'm not expecting.
It's number six.
Oh, yeah. That's funny, because it's like a number six, but it's on its side, isn't it? I think it says on the line. Oh, here's a man come from Foxes. It's fragile. Now let's see if it's fragile. No, not coming to us, is it? No. No, must be going up near Peggy's. Not coming here. I didn't think he would, but we weren't expecting anything.
But it could be could be a letter. A big, big letter.
Yes, I'm talking about it. It's the postman's just been.
Looking at Cousin.
Cousin for Daddy?
No, yeah.
Something that just looks like it's advertising some magazines. And I recognise the writing, I think it's from my friend Sharon. No, it doesn't say Thomas on the envelope, but you might do inside. If it's from Sharon, you know what it'll be, don't you? Mm. It'll be a thank you letter for her party and present. Let's have a look. Gosh, look at her writing, Thomas. Dear Jean, Peter and Thomas, thank you so, so much for driving all the way from Manchester to attend my party on Saturday night. I only hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. I loved it. Thank you also for the champagne. I'm having such a job to read it, Thomas. Something. Oh, I am saving for the next special occasion, whatever that is.
Mum?
Hope we can get together at Christmas or at least before.
That truck's run away.
Has it driven away? Has it?
And that's my mama.
I don't know. She's talking.
Speech.
Whatever. Yeah, it's something about she wants a long chat, catch up with the gossip. I'm sorry there was not more time on Saturday. I'd love it to have gone on for hours and hours and hours. Thanks again for coming. With lots and lots of love.
Love.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful, isn't it? Right. Can you see that writing?
Yeah.
Can you read your name there?
No, it's too quick.
Too quick? It's too quick writing, isn't it? It is. It's. That's you, yes, we can read Thomas.
Peter?
Right, says, Dear Jean, Peter and Thomas.
I've got a cat and a squiggle.
Well,
and an air and an air.
What?
And a smelly stuff.
And a smelly stuff. Well, it's just the way she writes it, darling. Of course, anyway, that was really nice of her to write, and I must admit I was going to write and tell her that we'd enjoyed the party.
No, me too.
Well, no, I still think we should write back and say we enjoyed the party. We're glad she had a nice time, don't you? Right, Tom, breakfast. What's it going to be?
Horn!
Pardon?
Horn!
Horn, are you abbreviating everything this morning?
Mm.
When you're going to say horn, when you're in Honey Got Loops?
Yes, you're right.
Right, have a seat at the table.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay, don't call me an old girly. Okay, then I'll put them back in the box. And sit down first, Thomas. Sit in the box. Oh, sit in the box. Sit in your chair. And remember, what you pour, you eat. So if you pour a lot, you've got to sit there until you finish. There's no getting down from the table. So don't pour too many. You're better to start with a few.
I'm going to start with one.
No, start with one. That would be him or them.
Hello. I did a Chinese foot burn.
Chinese foot burn? You rubbed your foot off the chair, did you? Oh, come on, start with a few more than those. No, you don't touch with your fingers.
No!
Right, put some more in the bowl. Right, well, they're going away then if you have
it. No!
Right, pour some more, be sensible. You need more than four.
No!
So pop the lid back on, please. And that's the end of my cereal. My box is empty now, look. I've got something different, haven't I? Right, would you like milk on those, Thomas?
Mmm!
What do you say?
Oh, yeah!
What do you say?
B.
That's better.
I said B!
Well, I won't give it to you then.
Please, sir.
Don't be naughty this morning, Thomas.
Thanks, please. Oh. One more.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, so I'm gonna make you drunk, isn't it? I was in the speaker this morning. Okay, I've got two jobs to do today. We've got to hang some washing out.
One's playing.
Well, all right, we've got three jobs, four jobs then. I've got to do some work in the house. We've got to play. There you are. We've got to peg some washing out while the weather's nice. And we must remember to put the rubbish out for the dustbin then.
And we must have a lie out there.
Must have a lie out there.
In five.
Pardon?
We're having five jobs.
We're having five jobs, so he's lying down one of the jobs.
Mm.
It actually looks a little bit dull at the front then, doesn't it?
Just another half.
It looks nice at the back. Luckily, that's where the washing line is. We're eating our breakfast now, so there's going to be some crunching and chomping, isn't there? I'm just laughing because you've got your Lego train on the table. Look at the train driver. Actually, I think he's a farmer, really, from the tractor, isn't he?
Yeah.
And she looks funny sitting on top of the train watching you eating your breakfast.
Is that the cab?
Is that the cab? Is that the way you built it? Mm. I noticed it's got flashing lights at the front like a police car.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he?
He's a goods train.
A goods train?
Mm-hmm. I've got lights at the back and the bottom.
Lights at the back at the bottom? Mm. So why has he got flashing lights to warn people that the goods train's coming, that it's a very loud and long train?
Well, one's noisy, one's very, very quick.
One's noisy and one's quick. Right. Noisy, quick, noisy, quick, noisy, quick. Is that what it says as it goes along?
No. Oh. It's faster than a motorbike.
That is fast, isn't it?
Luckily, the gods are indoors.
Pardon?
Luckily, the gods are indoors.
Luckily, the gods are indoors. What do you mean, inside the train?
Yeah.
And what sort of goods does he carry?
The little fruit that you eat.
Fruit?
Yeah, you eat. Mm-hmm. It comes from this.
Is that bananas and apples and pears?
No, but it comes from this truck.
Does it? Oh, is that why he's a farmer train driver?
No, it's not.
It's just that I thought, yeah, fruit's grown in orchards and farms. So I thought perhaps he brought his fruit, loaded it up in the train and then driving it himself.
Yeah.
So he is a farmer train driver. No.
Someone loads them, picks them for him.
Right. Is that somebody working at the station?
No, someone's... No. He's going to deliver the honeydew.
No, he's not. Not when it's got milk all over it. If you get milk on the leg, I'll have to wash it all because milk will go really sour and horrible.
Now, lick it off.
No, you won't lick it off, you just don't put it on. I don't think either of us can talk properly because we're both chomping away, aren't we? Does it taste good?
Yep. This one, look.
No, Thomas.
That's not how a train driver drinks.
That's not how a train driver drinks. That's how you drink when you're pretending to be Birdie.
Yeah.
You put your tongue in your beaker, haven't you, and you're trying to lap your juice up. But you know what'll happen?
No.
It'll end up getting spilt. And look at the table. What's on the table?
Uh-oh.
Oh, the ironing that Mummy did last night. All beautifully folded up, ready to go in the drawers. Because I couldn't come in last night because you were asleep and Daddy was asleep. If I'd started putting clothes away in drawers, it would have woken you both up. So we don't want any spills this morning because I hadn't had a chance to move it. I wouldn't be very happy if I had to rewash all this. In fact, do you know why I've had to put the washing machine on this morning?
No.
We've got some washing to peg out on the line later. But in the washing machine, I've got some things in that are in a... It's called pre-wash, Thomas. When things are very dirty, sometimes you put them in the washing machine for what's called a pre-wash with a little bit of powder, and it gives them a quick wash, and then lets them stand in water to soak stains away. And then when I've drained that water, I'll put them in on a proper wash. Can you guess what's in the washing machine?
No, what?
What was stained?
Oh...
That pen.
Pardon? Pen jumper.
The pen jumper, that's right. You got pen up, Byra, didn't you? All over your shirt yesterday. Then what happened to your vest?
I spilled something on it.
You spilled something on it. Was it Ribena?
Yes.
You ran outside in the wet and your socks got muddy. You slipped on the grass, your trousers were dirty. But then, I didn't tell you this, last night after I'd done my ironing, his daddy had put a couple of things on the video recorder that I wanted to watch. So when he went to bed last night, I stood and I ironed all these clothes. And then when I finished ironing, I went upstairs, had a quick shower, got into my nightdress, came down, put the second video on, or the second programme I wanted to watch, sat down with a cup of coffee to relax, and guess what I did?
What?
Dropped the coffee, went all in the chair and all over my nighty. So I ended up going back to have a quick shower again and putting a clean nightdress on and then cleaning the chair. And guess where the nightdress is? Soaking with all your dirty things in the washing machine.
I think it'll get me even dirty.
No, I don't think you will. So it's a good job, really, because that pre-wash.
We'll go to church again. I'll make them all mess.
No, you won't. It was a pen actually from church, wasn't it? That you got. I think you just suddenly appeared with three biros in your pocket. Whose pens were they? Who have you been pinching pens from?
I got pinching them on the floor.
It seems like close that somebody's left three biros on the floor.
Two pens and one biro.
Two pens and one biro, but a biro is a pen.
The blue one.
Well, yes, I noticed that your shirt had those black and blue marks on it. No, try not to get a pen in your clothes, Thomas.
I wonder why. I bet you wondered what the blue marks were.
Well, I knew it was all biro and pen. No, that was your best shirt yesterday, Thomas. And you've only worn it once before yesterday. So I hope the marks come out. Because if they don't...
Dry clean the tongue.
No, it's not dry clean the tongue. If they don't come out, that's it. And when you next need to be smart somewhere, you'll have to go in a shirt with biro on and they'll all say, look at that silly billy boy.
I'm going to wear my Thomas shirt tomorrow.
Which way Thomas shirt tomorrow?
I hope we don't find there's more biros in the buckets.
I hope we don't find that. And your daddy sometimes puts biros in his shirt pockets and he gets little bits of biro on his shirt.
Mucky us.
Mucky you. Yes, dirty Bertie's. I've never seen Purdy covered in biro and I never want to. Don't ever try and draw on Purdy, will you?
Yeah.
No. She's brushed up against paint before. You know when paint's wet?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen people put up caution wet paint signs or they just say wet paint, do not touch. Purdy can't read. I've forgotten where it was from, because I think we've been doing some painting. Not here, but the place we lived at before here. And I think we were really worried about Purdy. And nothing happened to her. And then one of the neighbours must have been doing some painting, and Purdy walked and she passed and she came in with paint all down the side.
Was it funny?
Well, not really, because...
How did they get it off?
Well, luckily, with it being a long-haired cat, I cut it off.
Ow, my body's too sore.
What
happened? My body's too sore.
Why's your body sore?
It is because I've been sitting down a long time.
You've not been sitting down a long time, but you just sat down. It's good the way you're sitting. You mean it's stiff?
Ow!
Sore. Or have you just stuck to the chair? Is that that can be painful, can't it, when you stick to the chair? Well, no, the problem is with pussy cats. You think how cats clean themselves?
Lick. Yeah, I look in paint.
So if you're covered in paint and you lick it off, what's going to happen? The paint's going to go in your mouth.
Yeah.
And paint is poisonous, so I have to stop her licking it off. And a lot of paint doesn't just wash off, although actually I think this did, so... What I did, we held her down and got scissors and cut off as much as we could and then we bathed her, which she didn't like. We'll see if it stopped her licking the paint. I think if a cat's very, very badly covered in paint, you know, say a paint pot falls on the head or something, I think you have to go to the vets really to get them sorted out. Unless it's a paint that you can just wash off in the shower. But cats don't like water, and the trouble is because Purdy's old. If we had to give her a bath now, she'd probably get very upset. And that in itself might make her poorly.
I think that cats, that's okay.
Well, no, it's okay to bath them, but they absolutely hate it. I have bathed on several occasions.
good.
Sometimes when she's coming very, very dirty. I mean, the thing is now...
You still won't bleed this poo.
Thomas, stop it. No, she's... I'm never sure if you're saying elderly or olderly. What are you saying?
Olderly.
Well, that's not a word. Elderly is a word and old is the word.
Olderly?
No, older. Well, elderly is your own little word. It's quite cute, elderly. No, Pony doesn't explore quite as much now, does she?
No. Why does she not chase mice anymore?
Oh, I'm sure she still chases mice. I think she would. The only thing is we haven't got mice around here, thank goodness. Well, no, again, I'm sure we have mice. We have, because I've seen one near the sweet peas last year. Definitely saw mouse. In fact, we've had one since then. But what I mean is I haven't actually seen Purdy with a mouse. But when you were a baby, one day Purdy had a mouse out just outside of this door. Oh! And I remember you were in your little rocker top thing and I picked you up and put you on the table. And then I stood on the table and I rang Linda next door and I said, Purdy's got a mouse. And she said, well, I can't help you. And Linda and I were talking to each other through the patio door, because the conservatory wasn't built in those days. We were talking to each other through the patio door, and we were watching Purdy with his mouse, and eventually I managed to grab hold of Purdy so that the mouse had time to run away from her. Because it's not as
I don't want to go.
Well, Purdy wasn't happy with me, but the thing is, I don't like mice, but... It was a little field mouse. It wasn't as if it was in the house. And Purdy's not hungry. I mean, the reason animals kill other animals is for food, to eat them. You know, cats kill mice to eat them. But Purdy has loads of food with her. She doesn't need to kill a mouse to eat it. And it's not fair. Poor little mouse. Imagine how frightened it must have been while she was tossing it in the air and playing. She was having fun. It was like Tom and Jerry. She thought it was great chasing this poor little thing. So I held on to her while the mouse ran away. And do you know what else she's had?
What?
Well, she's had birds. I've seen her with birds. And frogs. We've got frogs in our garden. Have you seen them? You know where they are? Near your sandpit.
Oh, yeah. Something jumped when we were lifting some sand.
That's right. You did the other week. Yeah, you would do. It was quite funny because, again, when you were very young, you went to Nana and Grandad's and collected some pebbles.
Here we go again.
Oh, don't you like stories of when I was young?
Yeah.
You just don't like the sound of my voice, do you? Cheeky boy. cheeky boy.
Right.
Oh, no, don't do that. Right, this is the last story, then I'm keeping quiet and you talk the rest of the time. Rest of the day is yours.
Oh, here we go again.
Right, here we go again. Oh, when you were very young, we went to the seaside.
Here we go again.
And we collected a pot of stones and pebbles. And, you were very, very young, but you used to like sitting on the floor just messing about with these pebbles outside. And then, of course, the summer went. And the pebbles were outside in a plastic container, and I think it rained, and it rained in them. And I looked at the container, it was all dirty water, and I thought, oh, well, I'll clean it up one day. We don't need them now. The next time I looked, we had a little family of frogs that had sort of made a home in this box with the water and the pebbles. So we left it, and that's where they are. And the box is still there, the pebbles are still there, and the frogs are still there.
Did you know that white butterfly?
Can you just see white butterfly? It's nice, isn't it?
It was there yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, here we go again, telling me stories about the past. Oh, I'm bored with that. Listen to that yesterday. What?
That butterfly was there yesterday.
Thomas, it's not a butterfly, it's a butterfly.
A smelly butter.
It's not a smelly butter, it's a butterfly.
You're a butter. Wait, I'm going to fix this.
What's her favourite story about a butterfly? Well, what is it before it's a butterfly?
No, I hate that one.
You do not hate that one.
Here we go again.
The very hungry caterpillar. Oh, my blimey, we have to have that again and again and again and again. I'm going to tell you another story now about when you were a baby.
Oh, here we go again.
instead of saying again, because when you were, the Teletubbies started on the television when you were a baby, and I started, the first time I saw it, you were about 6 months old. I didn't know who the Teletubbies were. And now we're used to the Teletubbies saying, again, 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 again. But in those days we weren't, because we didn't really watch it. When you wanted to do something again, do you know what you used to say?
Again, again.
No, you didn't. A do, a do. A do, a do.
A do.
A do. When you were, again, very small, we went on holiday, Mum and Grandad.
Oh, here we go again!
Wow. And we put you in every evening after tea, we went to the local playground. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, and there's Lars and Goose.
And there was a little swing with a proper baby seat on, not like the swing we've got now, proper baby seat. And Nana and Grandad used to put you in there, we used to push you very gently, and when the swing was slowing down, you'd say, I do, I do, I do. Nana and Grandad would take you to John Lewis, and you used to like riding, well, you still like doing this, going up the escalator right to the top, and then all the way down to the bottom, having a quick look at the toy store in the basement, and then back up to the top. And you get to the escalator and go, I do, I do, I do. You have to do it again and again. I do, I do. We gave you a chocolate mousse one day after your lunch, and when you'd finished it, you wanted another one, and you pointed and went, I do, I do. And what a funny baby we had.
Well, I miss. I do, I do.
You're absolutely gorgeous. You're still absolutely gorgeous. It's just...
I'm a doer.
You're a doer. It's just you don't like listening now to stories of the olden days when you were a baby. Olden days when you were a little baby.
When it was old-fashioned day.
Really old-fashioned in those days, yeah.
Ooh, I'm walking on that fucking stick.
Just think, there was a time when you couldn't walk, Thomas. And that was nice. Well, no, it wasn't in a way. When you couldn't walk...
I had a walking stick.
No, I had to carry you everywhere or put you in the pram. And then when you could walk, it was good. But, the time when you're just learning to walk is so worrying for mummies and daddies, because... You've seen babies, haven't you? Just start to walk, and then what happens?
Fall over.
So all the time you've got to watch them and help them. Crawling's difficult, because bang, gone, babies can crawl fast. The 1 minute they're there, the next they've gone. You know the lady that's written to us this morning?
And this, they're there. Mm-hmm. Then you say, wow, they're there.
Yes. Well, you know the lady that's written to Mummy this morning, yeah. Sharon? Well... Again, when you were a baby.
Oh, yeah.
We had another party. You see, these people, Mummy's friends, Auntie Monica, Auntie Sharon, Auntie Sandra, Auntie Anne, and Mummy, or five of us, went absolutely everywhere together when we were at school. And we still are all in touch, and if something happens to one of us, the other four will go. And we all live in different parts of the country, because Auntie Sharon now lives in Devon. Auntie Anne is in Canada at the moment.
Kira is.
Monica, pardon?
Where Kira is,
yes, you're quite right. Kira Smith's nan and granddad live in Canada. Her daddy's from Canada, isn't he? He's Canadian. Auntie Monica's in York. Auntie Sandra
Guess
is
what?
In Lincoln.
You know, Nathan.
I do.
He's going to France.
He's going to be
there.
Is he? That's very nice. That's where Liam went to. Liam goes to France every year. I like France. Nice and warm there. It's always nice and sunny. Guess what I said when you said, do you know Nathan? I do. I do. A bit like I do. I said, I do. I do, I do. I do, I do know Nathan. So, anyway, getting back to the story. This is a good story, this one. When you were a baby...
B, and then do the group. Thomas,
no, come on, we'll be in the
I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Having fun, I don't want you being rude, that's very rude. You forgot to say please when you had your cereal.
I do.
And you forgot to say pardon when you did that.
I do.
No.
I do.
Right, so I'm going to carry on with this story now.
Oh, please!
We went for a party one summer when you were a baby.
Again.
And listen, Auntie Sandra had Philip, her little boy's a little bit older than you, and she was expecting Rebecca. Rebecca was a big bump in her tummy, and they hadn't seen you, so we took... Oh, no, Sharon and Monica had seen you, but the others hadn't. We took you over, and it was summer. And we went to Auntie Monica's house, and she had a wooden floor. And we were having our lunch, and you were just sitting on the floor. And the next thing, off you went. You were trying your best to walk, and you couldn't, but back and you could crawl around. And it was so funny having this wooden floor, because we could hear you all the way down. And then you kept pulling yourself up. They had a writing bureau like we have. You kept pulling yourself up on that and pulling the little knobs and the drawers. And it was a lovely party, but all the time I had to watch you every second. And everybody else was sitting around thinking it was really funny. Because you were just such hard work, just... We were having lunch and we could hear, that's Thomas off again, and we'd say, no, you don't come back, and we'd bring you back into the room, put you on the floor, then before I'd even sat down, you were at the other end of the room. It's all right, you laughed me. You wait, lad, till you're a man and I'm an old lady. Right, go on. I shall do some things to you. Thomas crawling across a wooden floor. And do you know what else you did? You didn't just crawl across the floor. When you got to the other end, you sat and went, ha ha ha. You laughed like you're laughing now. Your laugh hasn't changed, Thomas. When we watch videos of you when you're a baby, your laugh is exactly the same. And you used to just sit with this wonderful look on your face, laughing, because you knew very well that you were causing trouble. Right, no more stories of the olden days.
Olden days.
Now, there's a... Thomas, why did you stop doing that? Now, listen, that's something else.
Once there was a bird that lived in the burpee.
And this was a bird that lived in the burpee. Well, I'll tell you what. When you first learnt to talk, you were always polite. That was something good about the old days.
Old days!
Right, come on, eat those mini loops, please.
I didn't want to.
Come on, please. Right, so I shall have a tablet now, and then...
I'll
have a tablet. No, you eat those honey loops.
I don't want to. Come on, there's only...
Well, if you're full up, you're too full up for a vitamin tablet.
No, I'm not.
You only like your vitamin tablets because they're like little jelly sweets. Right, this is going back to the old days. This is feeding you now with a spoon. Right. This is what we used to do. Look, here's the train. Here's the cabbage. Go on, chug, 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 chug. Your mouth's a tunnel. I could tell you another story about the olden days, but I won't.
Oh,
yeah. We used to eat our meals outside, and every time you heard a train, you used to go, Linda, boop boop. We used to shout over the fence to Linda, boop boop. Right, one more mouthful. This is the last carriage about to come through the train. Diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum, boop boop. Now, you want, do you want to drink the milk? Okay, I'll take it straight away from you. There you are, it wasn't too bad, was it?
Now I can have some chocolate.
Just have some chocolate. A vitamin tablet. Listen, we'll have to go to the chemist because there won't be very many left. Can you tell me how many are left, please? I'll finish your milk first, Anna.
Love and me. Two.
So if you have one now, how many is that?
One.
Oh, heck.
Look.
And then when you eat that, then what?
No.
There were no vitamin tablets left in the packet. No vitamin tablets left in the packet. And when we run out Are they such a racket? And Thomas whinging because he's got no vitamins.
There you go, that was a nice song. Oh,
he still could like, didn't he, oh no. You're still my best friend, aren't
you? No.
Yes, you are. We'll always be best friends. Right, come on, get down. Get down. Oh. You meant to just Google today?
I'm a child, quick, wake up, wake up.
Oh,
no.
No, steady, because I'm taking this tablet down. You managed to spill on the clean t-shirt. What's that, milk?
Mm. You look very... No, that was silly, wasn't it? Mind you, it's on your head. Right, now, listen. I'm going to...
Say!
I was going to try something now, but I don't know whether this will work. When we first started doing these tapes, I remember... being told that we could make a tape outside if we wanted, and I said, what about the noise? So what we'll do, we'll try and hang this washing out outside with the microphones, but if there's somebody talking outside or somebody cutting the grass or doing something noisy, then we'll have to, well, we can still play the washing out, but we'll have to stop the tape and do something else. Hold on, Tom, I need to set up first.
Once I was elderly, living in a house, and it was called 42. What's wrong?
41, I was
saying. And then they shifted up a knickers.
Thomas, that won't do. Don't be rude, I don't like being a rude boy.
In her bum, what a big sum.
You're only jealous. I'm only jealous because I've got a big bottom. Won't you?
The cork's got a bigger one.
I know she has. Well, that's it, you see, because if she's a good cook, she'll try everything she eats, Thomas. She's a nice lady, isn't she?
I want fat bottom!
No, I said, is she a nice lady? It doesn't matter if I have a big bottom.
Yeah, look, I've got a fat bottom.
Well, it doesn't matter how fat your bottom is, as long as you're a nice person.
I
can think of worse things than having a fat bottom, can't you?
You're a fat lady.
No, stop that, please.
Come on, we're playing cash banks. Playing banks today.
We're playing banks today. Well, we'll try and get this washing out, shall we?
Oh, but the money will go everywhere.
Oh no, I don't mean to play that outside. When you just have a few minutes outside while I get to get these curtains up. Come on, because it's very quiet at the moment. If we leave it much later, then people will start doing things outside.
Come on, let's get out. No.
Shed, what bug is
it? Oh, it's not that one.
No, don't help me.
One with a flick.
Is this in that one?
Yeah, the other one. The one behind it. That's where it is.
Oh, what, the one behind this one?
That one behind there.
No, is it this first one?
No, the other one.
Oh, well, the other one's on the cabinet, isn't it? That's obviously why. When Daddy comes home tonight, we'll ask him.
Yeah, but you will show me your drawing then.
I'm
looking on the turtle.
She's not.
Okay. And why am I digging? I'm just saying, I tried to go to surgery.
Are you?
Oh, I'm tiny as an ant.
Are you?
I'm tinier than Birdie.
Don't lie on the grass, Thomas, because it's still not very dry. No, because you've just got to think. Different if you're playing and you fall over, but don't just lie down and burn this. Look, there's a little bit of green foam there that you played with yesterday. Can you see it?
Ew!
Over there, look.
What's that?
Well, that's a trail left by a slug.
Where is it?
What, the slug?
No, where's that?
Oh, the green foam, just behind your legs. Well, you turn around and look straight ahead.
Where?
You're playing with that yesterday, weren't you?
Luckily the birds do run.
On your swing?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're going to do a bit of swinging now, are you now?
Get off fingers. Swing it.
Can you even swing? Right, I'll just put...
And knickers. And knickers.
Thomas, stop it,
please. Let's do a bit of knickers. Oh, knickers. Why is that gone for it so early?
Well, he hasn't gone for it so early. He wasn't supposed to work at this time. He has to get to work on time, so this is why. If you don't go to work on time,
huh?
You don't keep your job, and if you don't keep your job, you don't get paid, and if you don't get paid, you don't have money. So you have to go to work. But can you see your pajamas now?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
They're almost like you, but I really read in them.
What's like you? You didn't read in them.
Yeah, I did.
When?
When Dad said... Trousers were wet.
Oh, that was trousers. That wasn't pajamas, was it? Well, I know, but you got upset, didn't you? I think that's what happened. I think you got yourself into a state over something, didn't you?
Mm.
Yes?
I hate you telling me I'm tired, but I'm not.
Yeah, but most of the time, Tom, you are. It's when you start saying I'm not tired that we actually know you are. Oh! But Birdie was going to have a swing then, did you?
Yeah. I've read that to her and go, look, she's going in a favourite place.
She is.
That must be where Fox lives.
Where the Fox lives?
Frogs.
Oh, frogs. Well, yes, the frogs. The frogs were more in that corner there.
She can easily get there.
I don't think Birdie would lie where it was damp.
No.
I don't think Birdie would lie anywhere where it was damp, do you?
She might do.
I think she prefers to be nice and dry.
Doesn't mind splatter wet.
Woo! It's a lie where the frogs were. It's really dangerous. The t-shirt's pretty much the same colour as your sweat.
Woo! Wee! I see a plane!
Can you?
Look, Mum! Look
over
there!
Oh, I can hear it, yes.
It's there!
Yes, you can see that. It's quite a noisy one,
though,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do you think that's going?
Canada.
To Canada?
Yes, it is a Canada plane.
Gold
plane where I was. can't hide the conservatory. Now I can reach the top of my house.
I'm just going to go inside.
They know there's a tape on my slide.
Oh, yeah.
What's hard? What's hard left?
It's hard to turn around.
Is it?
Turn on the sling. Isn't it, Mum?
Well, it's a long time since I've been on the swing. Apart from that, do you remember that little playground we go to sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
With the park. It's
miles
away from anybody. Yeah. And I go on that slide, don't I, on the swings, because nobody can see me.
I can.
Well, you can go on all the time, because you're a child, but Mummy shouldn't, because I'm too big. But so go on that.
Whee!
You look really nice in that lime green t-shirt. Nice and bright, isn't it?
You like me.
Of course I like you.
Whee! Look at this, Mum. Look now. Yeah. Whee!
You twirl the straps around, haven't you?
This is a pirate
ship.
Whoa!
So you're having a sort of twirly swing, aren't you? Before you actually swing backwards and forwards, it's twirling around.
Mum?
Yes.
There was one.
Yes, well, it's moved here now.
How?
I turned it up a minute ago because there was someone else talking and then left.
And not Mum.
Put it back on. I can move it back over there.
It's only my swing that's talking. Talking about?
Yes, well, the thing is, at this time of year, there are planes all the time, aren't they? Going in different places. So it's very hard to catch a time, isn't it?
Some of my deliveries come from the planes.
Yes.
That's my station. Yes. And then I get them back to someone's house.
That's right. And sometimes planes are used to very poorly people around, you know, to hospitals.
Yeah, I'm a hospital train.
And helicopters are often used for people have accidents, aren't they? And then the police,
The squirrel.
The squirrel.
Squirrel's the police helicopter.
That's right, squirrel's the police helicopter, but there's sort of an ambulance helicopter, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And if people have had bad accidents, often the helicopter takes, isn't it, to hospital?
Ambulance is a bit slower.
Yes.
Helicopters are not. That's
right, the air ambulance, that's what it's called. Sometimes I think animals travel in ambulance, aeroplanes, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Animals. And you slide there?
Brilliant.
Oh, Thomas, don't move that. Be careful with that.
Too lovely.
What are you moving it?
Oh, no!
Why do you keep asking for looking?
Yeah, because I want to move that.
You feel very unlocked.
Don't put it on the swing.
Why can't I put it?
You can put it. Anyway, you can put it. Put it on the ground.
Oh, should I put it on top of the washing line? Or put it there?
No. No way. That's where I sail.
You sail just there, did you?
No.
Oh, we're going in there. Leave it. Leave
it. Have to hook it on the washing machine.
No, I can't. The clothes will block the sound. If I put it in the middle, then the microphones won't be able to pick up any sound because the clothes will absorb the sound, won't they? I think we'd better...
Then put them there, put it over.
This is the last thing I'm hanging up, the sheet.
I suggest on the sandpit.
But then we might get the noise of Purdy snoring because she's asleep just by the sandpit now.
Purdy snore?
She does sometimes, yes.
Good, I can see. I'll just get the anchor on. Put the anchor down in the sea. Now I can sail.
What are you sailing to?
To my house, because I'm a treasure. I'm a pirate. I'm a pirate. I'm a jolly. Well, I'm in the Jolly Roger.
Are you?
I'm in the Jolly Roger seat. That could be my treasure stack.
It could, it's the cupboard for the washing line. I think I'm going to find this up because if this gets damaged, I won't be able to protect the washing line, you know.
The mum, leave it there.
No, we don't.
Oh, gold and treasure in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm expecting to find
more doodles, it's a boy.
Doodles? What can you doing is?
Oh, well, Max says, come on, boy.
Oh, well, he's a boy then, wasn't he?
So, three boys. Four boys. And three girls. Not more girls. More boys. Oh, God.
Bonky, bonky, bonky.
Oh, the Jolly Roger. The Jolly Roger. Put it in here. Push it round. I like squirrels. I like squirrels.
Pardon?
I like squirrels.
You like squirrels?
But I don't know which squirrels I like.
I haven't seen a squirrel for a long time.
I've seen this squirrel helicopter.
Oh, the squirrel helicopter. I thought you were talking about squirrels in the garden that gathered nuts.
I've seen an army plane.
Have you?
Today.
Have
you? Last night.
Did you?
You know what's going on. It had lights going.
Did it?
And that was a, and that was one of my squirrels.
I'm going to sit next to you. Look at us today, we're in bright colours, aren't we? What are you wearing?
Green and blue.
Green and blue. Blue shorts and a lime green top. And what am I wearing?
White and pink.
Pink shorts and a white top.
Would you like my wife to your chest?
Yes, please. And guess what Purdy's wearing again?
What?
Oh, listen, can you hear the church clock?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock?
You wait there. Have you seen all the gold you've collected? There.
Yes.
And wait there, it might be a bit be an up noise and I'm attending.
Okay.
So I'm selling the pirate ship.
All right, okay. You're selling the pirate ship, that's fine.
Load the anchor.
Is the hose pipe the anchor? Right, okay.
Man aboard.
Man aboard?
No, man aboard.
Man aboard, what's that mean?
Come aboard.
Come aboard, right. Climb aboard.
No, I'm in the jolly ride just set.
You're in
manned the hook. Thanks, Timber. One of my mates are called Timbers.
Is it? That's something.
Put the anchor up here.
That's something you shout when things are falling. Timber! I can hear somebody with a hose pipe. Do you think they're filling a paddling pool?
Might be.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
I wish I had a paddling pool.
Yes, I used to have one when I was little.
Can you bring it to me?
Well, I think it'll have long gone since I had it, Thomas.
Yeah?
I think it and on the wheel we would have thrown it away now, because it's a long, long time since I was a child.
I can hear music.
Can you? There's a lot of noise now. There's something going past on the road. There's water.
There's more music.
What music can you hear? Can't actually tell what it is, though. It's just a beat we can hear, isn't it? Do you know one of the things? I'm going back to the really olden days now. When I one of the things that I used to like, Thomas, some of my friends had a big garden. And their daddy used to have a water sprinkler in the middle of the lawn. And on a hot day, you would turn it on really fast, and we used to put our swimming costumes on, and we'd run through it. And it was lovely.
It's supposed for all of the ship.
Listen, with us getting your washing out so early, Thomas, if it dries, then you can play with your water gun later on.
Then?
You can play with the water gun later on. You can't play with it when I've got washing on the line.
Tomorrow can I?
Well, later on, if the washing's dried and I've got it in, yes. As long as you promise not to squirt Purdy.
Promise.
Or put it over the fences either side.
Okay.
Because Linda and Brian and Fred and Rachel don't want to get wet, do they?
Only if I can get another water pump.
Okay.
Next door there.
Right.
Here's the ticket. This is. Have you seen all. For this ship.
Yes, you've just brought a leaf to me from one of the bushes. That's a nice leaf. What is it supposed to be?
My little ticket.
Your ticket. Oh, I see, so...
Man aboard!
Man aboard.
Man aboard.
Well, Thomas, don't throw bits of Richard Lee's on the lawn. Daddy will get across because it's all to sweep up.
Man aboard, mate. I don't need the ticket.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do I need it to get on board your pirate ship?
Yeah.
Right.
Just put it down that ticket selector.
Right, is that the slot? The slot's in the bench can be the ticket machine, look. That's good.
I'm on
the
board. Oh, go down into my Roger. Are you ready, everybody?
Captains? We're all ready.
I'm just from doing the anchor.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for you to take off in a minute. I'm just going to do a quick knot. Then I'm going to untie it again.
You're trying to do a knot with a hose pipe, pretending it's the anchor.
Yep.
Tying it round the swing. That's good.
This helps do a real knot.
Well.
Do a real knot. Because I need to undo it.
Yes, that sounds right. That's right, actually, Thomas.
That knot.
That's a different noise now. It's nearly. If you'd pulled the other end, that would have been a knot. What noise do you think that is now?
Hello.
Somebody cutting the grass?
Yeah, it would be a big jumbo jet if it was a plane.
Oh, yes. If it was a plane, it would be a big one, wouldn't it? It sounds a lot closer than a plane. That's right. Put it through there and then pull the end tight. You need to do it near the top, I think.
No, I'll just leave that there.
Okay, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm moving the ship. I'm Bye, mate. That's Johnny, that's Roger, that's Kinder. and that's a plane.
Right, and that's the plane, yeah. There's a bird cheeping going that way.
Mum, come out.
To turn the tape off, really. I think we've got to be a bit careful now, Thomas, because there's a lot of noise outside, because more and more people are going out with it being a nice day. You know, we've got the girl behind. I think a mummy's filling the paddling pool. We've got somebody cutting the grass. Uncle Brian's outside banging in the garden.
And there's lots of jumbo jets.
Lots of jumbo jets. Lots of noise. So I think, really, we'll have to come in. And apart from that, I don't think other people would be very happy if they thought what they were saying was being taped to you. I think we've got to be a bit careful. It's all right, you and I are talking, but, you know, we don't want other people's conversations. They wouldn't be very pleased, would they, if that was on tape?
Well, shall we play inside?
We'll play inside in a moment, yes.
I'll play inside now.
Okay, then, that's fine.
Can you play with me?
Of course I can, yes. Yes, yeah, so that's right. We need to close the door. What's the matter?
Noise is even louder now.
Well, that's it. It will get noisy soon. We can't, because people can't hear what you're saying when there's enough noise. And as you say, I really don't think other people would be very happy if they thought we were listening to the conversation, do you?
Nope.